Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? That's a loaded question. It's loaded with so many other questions. Is Jesus truly a man? Was he really dead? Did he rise from the dead? Do you believe it? Why would you act like Jesus is still in the tomb? What does Jesus' resurrection mean for his disciples? What does it do to you? Did Jesus rise from the dead? Did Jesus rise from the dead? Was he truly man? Only men can die. God does not die. Is Christmas more than trees and presents and an excuse for gluttony and self-indulgence? Did God have a birthday? Was he an embryo and a fetus and a baby? Does the eternal second person of the Holy Trinity, truly God, co-equal, co-eternal, of the very same substance as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, have real flesh and blood? Yes, God became man. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? Did he truly die? Only dead men can rise from the dead. His resurrection cannot be real if his death was not. Did God die on the cross? Was he tortured to the brink of death? Did he truly then yield his spirit and die on the cross? Did he really breathe for the last time? Lungs filled with fluid, heart stopped, brain function extinguished. Did the soldier's spear confirm what anyone with eyes could perceive, that Jesus was truly and completely dead by Friday afternoon? Yes, Jesus died. This is no ruse. Did Jesus rise from the dead? What is resurrection? What is Easter? What is every Sunday? Today is the eighth day of the week, the first day of the new creation, the day on which the dead and decomposing God-man picked up his life again, regrew shredded skin, produced 5 liters of fresh, new, red blood, sucked in the stale air of his own tomb into reinvigorated alveoli, lit up his synapses and neurons, dendrites and axons again like an electrochemical symphony in his brain, flexed his muscles, stretched his fingers and toes, peeled the grave clothes off, took time to fold them, and walked out of the tomb, naked and alive. This is resurrection. Jesus alone has authority to lay his life down and to take it back up again. Did Jesus really rise from the dead? Do you believe it? If you don't, go home. Now, don't wait till the end of the sermon. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, Christianity is worse than foolish. It is an evil prank that only hell could pull off. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, every Christian preacher is worse than a charlatan. He is an instrument of Satan. If Jesus didn't rise, every single Christian is worse than deluded and misguided. He is demonically deceiving himself and others. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, don't just quit church. Actively work to destroy her and silence her message. Set the place on fire when you leave if Jesus didn't rise from the dead. So take a minute and decide if you stay or if you go. Did Jesus rise from the dead? Yes. 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 He did. Nothing else matters like this. Did Jesus rise from the dead? Yes. So why do you act like he is still in the tomb? Why do you prioritize everything else over time with the resurrected Lord every Sunday morning, every little Easter? Why do you still linger in your sins? Do you really prefer gossip and grudges and pornography over resurrection? Why don't you give a full tithe and a generous offering to the church so that she can proclaim this radical resurrection both far and wide and here in your community? Why are you so quick to be irritated with your children or your parents or your fellow Christians? Why watch the news and get all worked up over minutiae that have zero eternal consequences? Why wring your hands in fear when the doctor brings you bad news? Why fixate on suffering and sorrow? Why live as if Jesus is still in the grave? Jesus rose from the dead. Did Jesus rise from the dead? Then what does this mean for you? Despite the schlock that passes for Christianity at most funerals, the goal of the Christian life is not dying and going to heaven. Death is always bad, always wrong, always the opposite of God's plan for his creation. The goal, the end of the Christian life, your end, your goal, is not going anywhere. It is Jesus returning, coming back to his creation, bringing the renewed heavens and renewed earth, heavenly Jerusalem, down with him. The goal, the end, the place to which you're going is your own resurrection. Your very body, back from the dead. Body and soul knit back together eternally. Your heart beating, your lungs breathing, your brain fully functioning anew. Resurrection is not for angels, only humans. No one becomes an angel when he dies. Jesus doesn't baptize angels into his death and resurrection. He doesn't forgive angels with his word of holy absolution, and he doesn't feed angels with his resurrected body and blood from his altar, a holy medicine to cure them of the cancer of death. But for men, he who is both God and man does all these things. Jesus certainly is God and man. He truly died. He really rose from the dead. And his resurrection is for you. It is your victory over death, your hope in this veil of tears, your refuge in the storm of sin and death. Jesus' resurrection means that on the day of his return, every dead or dying human being will rise from the dead, and he will give eternal life. Life that knows no end, bodily life, to all of his disciples, all those who were joined into his death and resurrection in the otherwise ordinary waters of holy baptism, All those He forgives, He will certainly raise to eternal life and unending blessedness. Those whom Jesus feeds with His very real, crucified and resurrected body and blood, He will not abandon to death and the grave. He really, truly, eternally, mercifully, powerfully rose, triumphant, victorious from the grave. Jesus rose. His resurrection is for you. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.